Thank you, Sally. Welcome to this meeting of the Scrutiny Commission of Charnwood Borough Council. There are a number of things I would like to remind people of before we start on items in the agenda. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. I do apologise, an elephant has just walked into the room.
Yes.
Went to the wrong location.
Ah, we thought someone was there. Please note that this meeting is being recorded. Oh, I've done that, but I'll do it again. And the recording made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Under the openness of local government bodies regulation, people may film or record this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that it does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to please, and virtual, can you please turn off your mobile phones and switch them to silent and ensure that your environment is distraction free? Thank you. This meeting of the Scrutiny Commission is being held as a hybrid meeting, with some committee members and officers joining the meeting virtually. I will now ask those members if they can see and hear the proceedings. Councillor Popley.
Yes, I can hear and see the proceedings, Chair. Thank you.
Councillor Harper Davis.
She's not in the room yet, Chair.
Okay, Councillor Harper Davis may be coming in later. Verity Graham, and Neighbourhoods and Partnership Manager.
I can see and hear the proceedings.
Thank you. Sylvia Wright, Head of Leisure and Culture.
Thank you, Chair. I can see and hear the proceedings.
Thank you. And Kevin Stanley, Leisure, Contract and Business Manager.
Thank you, Chair. I can see and hear the proceedings.
Thank you. Apologies, please.
We've had apologies from Councillor Mia, Chair, and we've got Councillor Keith Harris substituting.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith, for doing that. Minutes from previous meeting of the 6th of December 2021. Can I ask members to confirm whether they are content and they have received and content of the note of the minutes, please, by raising your hands. Thank you. So I will confirm that they are correct. I haven't had any disclosures of pecuniary or personal interest. Is there any here? No. Thank you very much. Declarations of party whip, there has none to report. And there's been no questions under the Council Committee Procedures 11.16. Item 6 is pre-decision scrutiny of any specific financial matters to be considered by the informal Cabinet. And there are no such items identified for this meeting. Item 7, Cabinet items for pre-decision scrutiny. The following items have been identified for pre-decision scrutiny from the informal Cabinet agenda for the 13th of January 2022. Item 7A, Charnwood Arts Strategic Partners, which is on page 11 of your agenda. And I'd like to ask, and I can't because she's not in the building, so I will ask Verity to introduce the report. Is that all right for you?
Yeah, I just had a pre-meet with her, so I'm not sure.
There she is.
Just in time.
All right, just in time. Can I ask you, Councillor Harper Davis, can you see and hear the proceedings?
No.
Councillor Harper Davis, can you see and hear the proceedings?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Right, I'll start that again. Item 7A is Charnwood Grants Strategic Partners, page 11 of your agenda. I would like to introduce Councillor Harper Davis and ask her to introduce the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. So, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And strategic partner grants were last approved by Cabinet in January 2020 for a period of 2 years At the time, 9 grants were awarded, and as the current service level agreements will be coming to an end in March 2022, the Strategic Partner Group have been invited to apply for further funding for a further 2-year period, 22/23 and 23/24. As part of the process, the review of each organisation has taken place to ensure that the organisations applying are still meeting the expectations of the Strategic Partner Grant Scheme and they fulfil the aims of the current corporate plan. Existing strategic partners were invited to apply for the funding for the next 2 years, which will end in March 2024. And all the current partners other than Clockwise Credit Union have applied for further funding. The report says that the recommendations to Cabinet on Thursday in relation to the strategic grant application for the 2-year period mentioned above. We recognise the huge importance of our key strategic partners which play in supporting our communities and our council to deliver its aims and objective, and we acknowledge their positive response to the challenges they face during the most challenging time that we've all had, and we also thank them for that. The recommendation reasons are set out in the report, which is of course subject to a budget approval. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Davis. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Verity, at the moment?
I'm happy to take questions on anything, so I'll just wait and see what people want to find out.
So would you please indicate this time by raising your hands, not pressing a button, if you would like to comment or ask questions, councillors? Councillor Hamilton.
Just a matter of clarification, because there seems to be some issue over the Syston Volunteer Centre. Is the intention that, subject to them satisfying set criteria, that it's also 2 years for them? It says 9,537 for 22-23. Is it also 22-24, or is it something that's under review because there's certain issues that have to be addressed?
It will be under review. Something similar happened with them last time, but due to the changes in the pandemic and everybody having to sort of redo what they were intending to do, they have been doing things that have, when they were presented to us, it was predominantly about the transport area, but they did elaborate on more things that they were doing to support the community during the pandemic, and it's this that they're going to build on. One of the recommendations was that they linked in with Shepshed Volunteer Centre, and that has already happened. So we're quite confident that they are moving forward, and they've got the next 3 months of this financial year to demonstrate and review their business plan. As with all the grants, there's no guarantee of the second year. It is dependent on evaluation, and they will follow the same format. If we are happy to make the decision to fund them for year one, it will be along the same process as everybody else. And if we feel that they haven't met those expectations, then we would review the second year. But that's across the board with all strategic partners.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'm going to say thanks to Colin as well, because I was going to bring this up, but it sounded very territorial if I'd have brought it up, because most of the hubs, well, all of the other hubs are Loughborough based, and then obviously Shepshed as well. And this is in Syston, and it covers Thurmaston, which is, as you know, an area of deprivation, and I would like to see a hub there. In the future times, that is something in the future. But Syston Volunteers Centre do come into Thurmaston. They take a lot of people from Thurmaston shopping and to community groups. But so you need a wider thing for them to do, is that the case?
Yes. So the focus has always been that it's slightly misleading in the name of the organisation, yeah, because they are predominantly a transport service. The transport that they do does get funded from elsewhere, and it's not something that's within the Borough Council's remit to fund. So therefore we wanted to see a wider volunteer. So obviously you've got a lot of people in rural isolation and things like that, so we want to build on the transport element. And I will say that when they sent the application form in, it was very transport orientated, but when we did the presentations, which is an opportunity for panel to do Q&As, It did become apparent that they'd adapted really successfully in setting up befriending to the people that they couldn't, were no longer transporting because things have been cancelled. So they're very much moving towards the model that's been successful in Shepshed without particularly going down that, recognising it as voluntary.
Yeah.
So it was sort of highlighted in the meeting that we felt that those aspects that they were doing and the connections with Age UK in Syston and things like that were all real positives. We very much welcome that, which is why we felt that it was important to give them the opportunity. And again, the panel recognised that the south of the borough was equally as important. This was really a positive one, but it's working with the trustees to move them beyond it being transport, which they recognise, and we're grateful for that. So they're open-minded and are working quite nicely with Shepshed, who have been very supportive in trying to give them suggestions of moving and developing on their current situation.
So there's still a certain amount of hand-holding and encouragement there to identify other
avenues. Yeah, and that comes through and the officers as well, obviously Nabila and Tina are working closely with them. Tina is their point of contact, and we have been developing that and speaking to the trustees as well. It's important to support them, and we don't want to push them down something, a route that isn't appropriate for them if they don't feel it. So it's allowing that opportunity to review and see if they want to go ahead. And it could be they decide they don't, which we'd be disappointed for, but it's their prerogative, and we don't want to have to review it in a year's time and find that they've not met what was the money is to meet. So I'm trying to avoid that, but I feel confident that things will progress, and there is a willingness to move things forward, which will hopefully benefit south of the borough.
Thank you very much. I noticed that one of them has got and I should imagine that's John Storehouse, over 100 points, because he's done on a point system, and so although Syston is only 60 odd, there's one that's pretty close to that, isn't it? So we're not far behind then Syston District Centre.
The scoring of the points is based on how much of the objectives they meet. So obviously if you meet a lot of them, which organisations like John Storehouse do, if it's quite limited, but we still obviously have that benchmark to make sure they get all of or most of what's being allocated. So but what we're asking them to do is relative to the amount we're giving them, so we wouldn't expect them to be doing what John Storehouse is doing on less than 10,000. So we're working with them, and obviously if it builds up and funds allow, then they may want to further it.
Okay.
In terms of things, so we'd review it again in a couple of years.
Just out of interest, do the Syston Volunteer Centre Transport take people to John Storehouse? Do we go out of our comfort zone?
No, there is an understanding that they sort of work their areas, but there obviously will be some overlap if people needed to get to Loughborough, but John Storehouse would tend to pick them up.
All right. So John Storehouse will come out to Thurmaston and pick people up?
If needs be, depending on it, but if the people are happy and Thurmaston, I don't know the full details.
I really should find out, so I will do.
And sometimes if we get calls, having been based in John Storehouse, we do get a lot of people that ring up and they get signposted to Syston if it's going into the city and other places, because obviously they're better placed.
Yeah.
That south of the borough. So as far as I'm concerned, in terms of the funding that they get for transport, I think there is a sort of boundary line, but I'm sorry, I haven't got all the full expert.
But reading the report, there's no grey areas, there's no areas of not understanding, so thank you very much. It's very clear of how the point system works and what criteria they have to cover. So thank you very much. Is there anybody else that would like to comment? Keith, Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Chair. Talking about the points and the criteria, the one about reducing impact of climate change is only met by two. I mean, some of them, their remit doesn't really fit into that category, but others are. I would have thought that we'd be encouraging all of the organisations that can to be fully involved in this, seeing as we are supposed to lead the whole borough in reducing the impact of climate change.
We do, it is one of the criteria, and we do work with them, and I know that organisations will put it in where they feel it's over and above what they would do as an organisation in terms of their own commitment. So I think where the organisation is very specific to them in terms of that area, they would put it in their application form. Obviously we can't score if they haven't put it in, but we are aware that most of them are signed up to ensure that they do within their organisation make much modification to try and reduce impact on climate change. But again, it's what they put in and what the focus is on their delivery in terms of the objectives for what they're delivering. But we can take that back, and it is something that we've never had resistance to, and they do try and accommodate that, particularly with transport. Obviously they've tried to manage their when you look at the three transport organisations, they've tried to manage their routes accordingly to reduce impact and work together to cover the area, so that not doing big travelling unnecessary and having as many people as is now permitted within their vehicles, etc. Birren Hall obviously have a big recycling through their garden, and other groups have other initiatives that they do. So they probably don't feature that as much in terms of the scoring, because they're probably focused on the application delivering what they're delivering to the residents, as opposed to the impact of their organisation. So take that on board for next time and see if we can put some clarity in the questioning to see if they can evidence it better.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I see that there's no more questions or comments from the councillors. So I would like to ask you if you will support the report and send it for recommendation to the Cabinet on Thursday. Are we all in agreement? Thank you.
Chair,
yeah.
Can you ask Councillor Popley to confirm verbally that he agrees with the recommendations?
Your hand isn't good enough.
Yeah, I know, Chair. Yes, I do agree with the recommendations. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Verity, and Councillor Harper Davis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Right, we shall now go... Bye. The next, I'm forgetting where we are now. So that was 7A. So the next one, item is 7B, and this is an exempt item. So we will be discussing this later. So now we're going on to item 8, which is pre-discussion decision. Oh, I was so careful on the last ones. Decision, scrutiny, cabinet response. There are no items for pre-discussion decision scrutiny at the last meeting of the Scrutiny Commission, and therefore there's no cabinet response. Right, so item now is progress with panel work, which is on page 14, your agenda. Can I ask Karen, Democratic Services Manager, to introduce the report? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. So this report sets out the updates on the scrutiny panels, and I'm going to give 6 updates on the panels tonight. I will go through them one by one, and if you've got any queries. So the first one is relating to the Waste Management Scrutiny Panel, which has been chaired by Councillor Ward. This was due to meet on the 14th of December. However, that meeting was cancelled due to the head of service being ill. So the business has now been carried forward to the 2nd of February. The panel end date, therefore, was suggested as April, and I just wanted noting that this potentially may fall back to May 2022. Is everybody in agreement with that, seeing as there's been a lag of time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. The next one is about the Budget Scrutiny Panel. A supplementary report was published setting out the recommendations and observations of the Budget Scrutiny Panel. So hopefully you've all had a read of that, and the intention is that you consider that report this evening and then decide if you are satisfied to submit that report to Cabinet for the 10th of February 2022. Are there any queries? I was thinking we'd deal with that now if anybody wants to look through.
Okay, sorry, can you tell me the page?
So it's the supplementary report that came out, progress with panel work.
That's something, isn't it?
I'll give this to you. There you go. Is that one there?
Is it this one?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Online.
Unfortunately, the chair of that panel is not here this evening, but I noticed that Councillor Hamilton and Parton were on that panel. Is there anything that you'd like to highlight?
Well, if I may, Chair, yes. And Karen, is that the panel were asked to provide any suggestions that they wanted to see in the recommendations. I submitted four, and there was myself, Chair, submitted two. One of those actually overlapped with something that I'd said, so in total that made five. They were all discussed at the last sitting of the Budget Scrutiny Panel, and it was agreed that there were three, I believe, that will have some work conducted into them, almost like business case planning, and officer time put into them, so that when the next cycle of the Budget Scrutiny Panel comes in, they'll be fed into them. So it was felt that they weren't going to be put into this budget. However, the next one they will be. They'll be factored in. Things like the
voids and
the voids and the garages. We also received. Oh, and the other one was the scoping of car parks and charges. See whether there was funds to be made through increasing car parking charges. That was actually quite a complicated issue, which was very well explained. Which then leads into the fact that because it was actually a lot more complicated than first seen. But it was a good business idea. It would be fed into the next cycle of the scrutiny panel. And then regarding the other suggestions, they were, for example, the Shepshed Gateway project. That again was something that was being looked into and would actually be carried over into the other scrutiny panel, the finance and performance scrutiny panel. So to summarise, all the suggestions were considered, and they'll be either going to the performance and finance scrutiny panel, or they'll be going into the next cycle of the budget scrutiny panel.
That's a good summary. I think that's a good item. Colin, were you on that one? Yeah.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I was ill, so I couldn't attend that one. But was it only you and I that sent things through then? Yeah.
Yeah, they were well considered. I mean, as Councillor Parton has said, essentially this summarises. Although there was no formal recommendations, there was actions arising from this, mm-hmm. and observations made for Cabinet to consider. So it's the best way of summarising it.
I think that's a good item, outcome of it then. Well done. Thank you for that, Councillor Parton and Councillor Hamilton.
You're welcome.
So can I just get the agreement that the Commission are happy for this report to go forward to Cabinet as it stands at the moment?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on now to the other scrutiny panels. So the next one is around the crime, youth crime and ASB scrutiny panel. Councillor Hamilton, I understand, has actually already drafted a scoping document. However, that does need to be discussed with officers and democratic services. So arrangements are in hand to have a meeting with the relevant officers. The start date of this particular scrutiny panel may be delayed from what we've put down in the schedule because of resourcing issues within that, looking at that scoping document. But I certainly hope that Councillor Hamilton and myself and other officers can get together relatively soon to look at that scoping document and bring the scoping document back to the Scrutiny Commission for approval.
Yeah, that's it. So as soon as we've had that meeting, then have something hopefully
excellent
ready to bring to.
Thank you very much. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
So they are all progressing, even though but a bit slower, and you would have expected it.
Yeah.
After.
Then the Combating Loneliness Scrutiny Panel, which is an informal panel, that scoping document was approved at the last committee, and Councillor Parton is a lead officer, a lead member for that. Now activities are commencing, and shortly, myself and Democratic Services, we will be asking for expressions of interest from members to sit on that.
I think that came
panel.
Out today, didn't it?
Yeah.
Expressions
so, yeah.
of interest.
Yes.
It's come out already.
Right.
Well,
oh, great.
So that's commencing, and once we've got the expressions of interest for that panel, then that panel can commence work, so which is good news.
Well done, all concerned on that.
The fifth panel, which is the digitisation and transformation of services, the scoping document is attached in the report tonight as an appendix, and this is for approval this evening. This has been scoped out by Councillor Brooks, myself and Kerry Barnshaw, and we need to get approval for that to commence, and then we can ask for expressions of interest. Is there any comments on that before we?
No. Would you like to say anything?
No.
Are you sure?
It's all pretty well covered in there, so.
Yeah, if anybody is in doubt of where it is, it's on page 47 of your agenda. Appendix 2, and so it's to identify which forms are most used throughout lockdown and whether more forms should be created to support our customers, identify whether there is a need to create a personalised front-end login portal. I'm just saying words here because I don't really understand them. So frontline end, no. If there is a need, would this be for all customers, council tenants only, another key customer group? That's to explore that. And if a front-end portal is required, what information should be displayed and how will this integrate with existing software? Identify economies of scale and potential savings for the council and or services. Yeah. Is everybody happy with that?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Brooks.
So that's good. So that one will get now go out and get expressions of interest for
yes.
that, and then that commences.
No, no. She's looking at me. No, I'm not. Did all go over there?
And then the final one is an update on the promoting tourism in Charnwood. This is an informal panel being led by Councillor Popley, and. As I know that Councillor Popley has already met with Sylvia Wright, but more work needs to be done on the scoping document. This one is again being delayed a little bit because of resourcing issues. I think from recollection there was a discussion about Sylvia's team are very much involved in the pantomime. There was another strategy document that was being worked on, so it was felt that it was more appropriate to let this one, let's have a look at the scoping document when officers have got sufficient time. And I think Councillor Popley, do you want to add to that?
Yes, thanks Karen. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers all the ground, but the background was that me and late Councillor Bolton, it seems awful still saying that, met with Kevin and Sylvia a few weeks ago and talked about everything. We had a few ideas about new adventures that we'll probably bring to the fore if we can do that. But obviously the delay is because of the pantomime and there was a few other things I think going on in the background. Sylvia explained to me and Kevin. So now they're, I think, pretty much all sorted and out of the way. We can get on with this and we could probably get heads together in a couple of weeks' time, me, Sylvia and Karen. I think me and Karen said something maybe like the 21st of February that week, if that works for you, Sylvia. Because I'm off work then, so that'll be quite good. And then we can get maybe a panel together in the next few weeks after that and hopefully start work March, April time on this. As I say, coming into the spring, summer months, we really want to get something on paper and hopefully help the pandemic recovery in the arts and tourism.
Thank you. I think we've got to be, I'm sure we are well aware of the 2 years that we've gone through, but before that we had no panels. So we haven't had panels for a long, long time. So it's really a learning curve, not just for the officers, it is for the councillors as well to get full into the swing of the things. And then all of a sudden we've got five on the books. And it's fitting them all in also with a busy schedule of dealing with other strategies and staff shortages, etc., which are obviously hitting the council as well as other areas of retail and services as well. So thank you very much, Robin, for that. Thank you.
Thank you. So that's that item over now. So we've got a clear direction for the table for the next time. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Karen. The next item is item 10, it's scrutiny work programme, which is on page 50. Karen, if you'd like to introduce the report, please.
So this is the usual scrutiny work programme. This is relates to the finance and performance scrutiny work programme. That particular committee met last time on the 30th of November, and the work programme as it stands at this present time is attached as an appendix starting on page 52. Are there any queries, any suggestions or changes? Or keep it the same even, that's the other option.
I can see no queries
So we'll note it as put forward then. So that, thank you.
Thank you. And to provide, so the things like, if we go on to page 53 there, which is Decent Homes contract update, will that automatically come to here?
No, that's on the 1st of March. That would actually, that's the programme to go to the Finance and Performance.
That will go to the Finance and Performance, okay.
And no doubt it would go to HMAB beforehand as well.
Okay, yeah. Which is, I'm on that as well. So thank you very much for that. Anybody else? And the Climate Change Strategy Action Plan, that's requested by Scrutiny Workshop to be annual review. So that's in July 21, in September, in brackets, 19th of July 21. Did we look at that? Or is that, that's September 22 then?
Mm.
Yeah, okay. And is that the sort of thing that would come to this committee, or would that...
No, that again, that goes to finance. That's going to the finance performance.
Okay, I've not got my head around what goes to what and at the moment. I know I'm all right if it's got pounds, shillings and pence in the sort of title, anything relating to money, and then after that I find it quite difficult. So I'm glad you're there. Okay, so if we go on to the next item, which is the Scrutiny Commission work programme, and that's on page 55. If you'd like to.
Thank you, Chair. So the first of all, the Scrutiny Commission work programme is attached at Appendix 1, which sets out the items scheduled for the next meetings. Are there any changes or anything that you would like to see added or deleted from that work programme, or in fact do you want to keep it as it is, the work programme?
Well, we've only got one, which is Community Safety Partnerships for February so far.
Yes, that's right.
But of course, other things might come up on the key decisions, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. And then there seems to be then a little bit of a gap. So
yeah.
Either February or March, we may have that item. And then there's a gap then to June, which is the annual scrutiny report, which will be going to that meeting. But between February, March through to June, there may be some pre-decision scrutiny items. So it doesn't mean to say we won't have a meeting.
No.
Okay. And then, so that's good. I'm getting the impression that everybody's happy with that.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
and then the key decisions to be taken by Cabinet over the coming month. Are there any items that you would like to see for pre-decision scrutiny? I think the Chair had a suggestion earlier.
And I've lost it now.
Page 62. Yeah. That was a local development scheme.
Looking at the top, and it's at the bottom. The local development scheme, which is going to Cabinet on the 10th of March. That's the only one I've noted at the moment. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
So if we go through them to aid you, you've got the capital strategy, which would go to, not to us
finance
anyway.
Finance performance.
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm. General fund, finance and performance.
Yeah.
Housing capital programme, to approve the annual investment programme for improvements to the council house stock.
Would that not also be finance performance?
And that's,
would that be finance?
And that goes to HMAB
as well.
Yes.
So then we've got corporate delivery plan, which to approve the corporate delivery plan.
I think that might be
that one would be for here,
yeah. Charnwood grants, we've already looked at that. Charnwood grants. Capital plan outturn, that wouldn't be us. General fund would not be us. Amendments, now we're going too far. Amendments to annual procurement. Charnwood dog control public spaces protection order. There you go, something for July there.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Capital plan amendment report, no. Amendments to no. Charnwood grants, no. Well, I'm saying no, stop me.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're going
on. Draft general fund, no. Capital plan, no. Amendments to annual procurement plan, no. So there you go.
Good.
Thank you very much for that. And of course, we will be circulated the key decisions for Cabinet. So anything from there that's already been identified, Sally lets us know, but there's also ones on there that haven't been identified for this committee. So if you think that this committee should be discussing that, will you please let Sally know? But can you also CC me into that? I'd be very grateful. Thank you very much. Right, so now we will be going on to item 12, which is exempt information. For this item, we will be stopping at the recording. The purpose of this is to exclude members of the public from the meeting during the consideration of the following items on grounds that it will involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 and 5 of part 1 of Schedule 12A to the Local Government Act 1972, and it is considered that the public interest in maintaining the exemption outweighs the public interest in disclosing the information. Can I have a seconder for that, please?
I second that, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ransom. Could I ask each member to confirm whether they're for the proposal or not? Councillor Brooks?
For.
Councillor Parton?
For.
Councillor Harris?
For.
Councillor Hamilton?
For.
And I'm for as well. So the outcome is that these are exempt. Oh, sorry, Councillor Popley.
Thank you, Chair. I'm also for that exemption.
Okay. Do I have to ask the officers?
No.
No, that's all right. I didn't want to be told off twice in one sentence. Thank you very much, Sir Chair. Sally.